Thank you for joining our podcast. We hope that this message will both teach and encourage you. Here's today's message.
On a daily basis, nothing is as important for you to have a great day than to feel encouraged. You're not going to have a great day if you feel discouraged. So, now you can encourage yourself, but it's so much better if somebody else will help you. And the more the better. A hug is even good. I heard somebody say it takes 12 hugs to have a really super day. But the result of those 12 hugs is a cumulative value, and it equals encouragement. You just sort of feel lighter. You feel like you can do what you couldn't do. You feel like you can instead of can't. Just a few minutes ago, you're talking about what you can't do. Somebody gives you a hug, I can do it. Somebody encourages you and says that. You can do it. Well, I don't know. You know, I remember. Now, Jack isn't here. Jack, our prophet in the area. Y'all know Jack Watson? Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was retiring from being a pastor of a church. And I said, well, I think I'm done. He came over to the house. He says, I'm here to give you a message. He said, you are not done. He said, the best is yet to come. God has other things in store for you. And I said, really? He said, yeah, that's the word. So it was just a few days later that Pastor Doug called me and says, hey, do you want to come over and lead the seniors ministry? I went, sure do. Yeah. So encouragement, it's the key to success, joy, and purpose in life. Here's Acts 9:31 says, the church then had peace throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria, and with the encouragement of the Holy Spirit, it grew in numbers. What was the church getting from the Holy Spirit? Encouragement. See? The Holy Spirit is the spirit of encouragement. He's called the Spirit of Truth, but He's got to encourage you to believe it and to walk in it. He's not the spirit of condemnation. He's the spirit of encouragement. God loves you. You're going to make it. All these good things. The Holy Spirit wants you to know. Not just feel it, but to know it. John 14 says, this is Jesus, and I will ask the Father, and He will give you another helper. That word is paraclesis, which means encouragement, partner. He comes along beside you and says, we got this. To be with you forever, even the Spirit of Truth. You know Him, for He dwells with you and shall be in you. There's a spirit of encouragement on the inside of you if you'll just tap into it. But if you don't tap into it, you know what you're going to do? You're going to walk all day in negativity and discouragement. Because you're not a natural encouragement phenom. So we need that encouragement. Something has to happen for us. There's just something about the old nature, the old creature, that needs to be stimulated and turned in a different direction.
Yes, sir.
So here's that Greek word, paraklesis. Did I put it up there?
Yes, sir.
All right. It means a calling to one side, para beside kaleo to call, literally encouragement. This is the word used most often for comfort or encouragement or consolation. So, I remember when I was growing up, working on this sermon reminded me that I was lacking in encouragement. Anybody here did ever lack a little bit? Yeah, I did. I didn't get a whole lot of it at home. My brothers ridiculed me all the time. You know. My parents were loving, and it was a lot of good stuff. But it was not what I'd call a dysfunctional family. But I sure could have used more encouragement. And I was real quick to give up on something and just quit. I quit the football team because I didn't think the coach recognized my talent. You know, so. Well, it was a team that I was a passing quarterback, But they had a running offense. So I never got called on. Because that's why I said, I can pass the ball. We don't care. So anyway, as a little kid, I was about this tall, and I was kind of nervous. My parents signed me up for swimming lessons. So I went to the swimming lessons and found out that they were putting all the kids in different categories. So if you were a beginner, you got put in the beginner. If you were advanced, or you could be in competition. Well, I thought I was a good swimmer, and I was. And I thought, well, I'm going to be in the competition. So it came my turn. They said, jump in the water and swim down there and swim back. So I did, and they're evaluating me. They looked at it. And when I finished and got back, they said, put him in the tadpoles. I didn't come back. I quit. Now, I could have used some encouragement maybe from my mother and dad to say, now, come on, Steve. So what if you start off there? You'll get recognized. You'll be, you can do it. So they let me quit. So, yeah, I kind of had a bad attitude back then. It's gotten better, praise the Lord. So I was lacking in encouragement and didn't get a whole lot from my teachers either. It turns out, I bet you were the same way. You could really perform for teachers that encouraged you and liked you. And if you didn't sense that they liked you very much, you just stare out the window, talk to your neighbors, your friends, drew pictures. So I didn't get a whole lot of encouragement at school. I wish I could go back. And I had learned to encourage myself if I didn't get encouragement. So I can't blame my lack of education on my teachers. Another thing that happened, this is just a few years ago, I invited this mechanic that's working on my car, I invited him to church. It wasn't this church. It was over at Rockwood. And I invited him to church, and he said, no, I won't be there. And I said, really, how come? He said, well, the churches that he had visited were all judgmental and critical. So he said, I'm not going to church. I said, I'm sorry about that. Sorry that happened to you. And I said, but just let me ask you something. What if you found a church that encouraged you and built you up and made you feel good? Every time you walked in, you just felt like you were a celebrity. Everybody loved you, encouraged you, built you up. He goes, yeah, I would like a church like that. So that makes me realize that's what people want, but they're afraid they're not going to get it. So from that time on, we started calling our church the Encouragement Center instead of just a denomination. Who are y'all? We're the Encouragement Center. What's going to happen if I go to church there? You're going to get encouraged, which is really what you need. So who needs encouragement? Everybody. And if you got it today, you're going to need it again tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Words give hope. Lift up, advance, strengthen, inspire, egg on, boost, support, and instill confidence. That's what your words of encouragement will do for somebody else. It's so easy to do that. I believe depression is in epidemic proportions in our society today. I'm not a scientist and I'm not a psychologist. That's just what I think. In my opinion, the most common cause of depression, there's other causes, but I believe the most common cause is discouragement that leads to negativity and a sense of worthlessness. In that case, encouragement is the cure. And you know what? Every one of you are a part of that cure. It's something you can do and everybody can do. Now, one way to go is not enough. One hug isn't enough. There must be promiscuous, pervasive flow of encouragement because there is so much negativism and discouraging news that must be overcome. And negative feelings and all of that. Takes a lot. Takes a lot. How about this? There's lots of ways to encourage another person. Here's a few of them. I'm going to go through them real quick, all right? See if you like any of them. Good job. You're the best. Good going. That's so smart. You're great. Want a hug? You're going to make it. You can do it. Can I help you? It's going to be okay. I'll go with you. I love you. I got encouraged just yesterday. I had some surgery on my chest. It removed a little skin cancer thing. So I've got a bandage right there. Well, our little granddaughter, Lexi, came over the next day. And I think Becky informed her something. Well, Papa's over there in the recliner. He's not feeling too good. He had surgery today. Well, she came in the door and she walked up there and looked at me very sincerely like this, kind of sympathetically. And she said, "Papa, I'm so sorry." You think that made my day? Yeah. I got encouraged. I don't remember telling anybody I'm so sorry when I was 3 years old. So there's lots of ways to get encouragement. So I don't know. Y'all probably heard this story by now, so I'll tell it kind of fast. But true story, that a teacher wanting to get to know the students get to know each other. She had a little exercise for them to do, and that was everybody write a note about each other person in the class, something that they appreciated about them. Every person in the class got this little appreciation. So they got 30 kids. They got 30 notes of appreciation of what somebody in that class thought about them. Do you think that encouraged them? It was told that even 30 years later, that some of those people that were in the class, they still had that note, carrying it around in their purse or their billfold. And when they felt a little low, they would take it out and read it. Yeah, encouragement lasts a long time when you really feel it. Notes of appreciation. So, it just makes me be a little bit more sensitive of ways that I could maybe lift somebody up. You know, it could be, have you ever gone through a line and it seems like everybody in the line is giving the checker a hard time because it's slow and so on and everybody's had a problem. So instead of you piling on, what you can do is say, hey God, how can I put a good word in here? And I've done that. Because I just realized I was feeling the same thing other people were feeling. Like, what's the matter with this line, you know? You got all these checker outers, you only got one line. But I got up to the front, little teenage girl, and I said, I just want to tell you, you are doing a great job. I said, just ignore what all these other people are saying. I said, you're doing a great job. And she went, oh, thank you. Yeah. People who are successful often talk about all the encouragement that they received that propelled them to not give up. Encouragement keeps you from giving up. If you want to speak a helpful word to someone, make it an encouraging word, and you can be sure it's from God. There's a wrong word, too. Maybe some of you have said this because I've said it before, too. I'm not always encouraging. Not a critical word, not a negative word, not a sarcastic word, not a judgmental word, not a destructive word, not a harmful word, not a discouraging word. That reminds me of the story of the two buffaloes that were standing there talking to each other. And one was just complaining and griping. And the other buffalo turned to him and said, did I just hear a discouraging word? Yeah, they started singing. Yeah, they started singing after that. Then they went into, ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, Acts 4:36. Thus Joseph, who was called by the apostles Barnabas. Did y'all know that? Barnabas was really Joseph. But they called him Barnabas. Why do you think that was? There you go. It means son of encouragement. He was an encourager to the apostles. They felt encouragement. They just liked being around him. Have you ever been around people that were just totally encouraging to you? If you ever felt a little low, a little negative, a little discouraged, you know, I'm gonna call him up on the telephone. I got to get a good word. Yeah. I got to get a smile from him, from her. 1 Corinthians 14:3 says, on the other hand, the one who prophesies speaks to people for their upbuilding and encouragement and consolation. You know what the result of prophecy is? A true prophecy from God is people get built up, they get encouraged, they get consolation. Yeah. That's one way you can test prophecy. Yeah. Were you just being judged and condemned? Or did you get built up and excited about what God is doing and your place of participation with it? So, I like to say the main job of the Holy Spirit is to continue the encouragement Jesus began. Jesus said to his disciples, he said, hey fellas, the Father himself loves you. I believe that encouraged their hearts. We never thought of that. You mean the Father? We know you love us, but God, the Father loves us too. Yep, sure does. And by this shall all men know you're my disciples if you have love for one another. How encouraging is love? You want to feel good the rest of the day? Just have somebody come by and say, I love you. Yeah. Another one he said, I have told you these things that your joy may be full. Now, Christians sometimes say the Holy Spirit convicted them of a certain sin, meaning he pointed it out and wanted to deal with them about it. However, the Bible says in John 16:8 that he convicts the world of sin.
Yes, sir.
Think about that just a minute. He convicts the world of sin, but here's what he does. He convinces you of righteousness. That's what he's sent for. He's an encourager. Not just to point out your faults. We know our faults. He wants to encourage you that you can do it. You can make it. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Yeah. For believers, his job is to encourage us that nothing shall separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. I've been working on my posture. Am I doing okay? Every once in a while, Becky will say, straighten up. So, we'll see.
Yeah,
she means something else. So, she said, you sit around the computer and you're all like this. She goes, straighten up. Ah, oh, that hurt. Okay, here we go. So, that's a good word for all of us. Or Becky's liable to come over and tell you. Straighten up! That's not in my notes. Y'all know I just threw that in. You could tell. What? I'm going to get it? Is there anybody I can go home with today? All right, here we go. 2 Corinthians 1:3-4. Blessed be the God and Father. Is it up there? Got it? Of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of mercies, and the God of all encouragement, who encourages us in all of our affliction, so that we may be able to encourage those who are in any affliction with the encouragement with which ourselves are encouraged by God. How many times was encouraged in those two verses? 5 or 6? There's a lot of them. Wow. So, God invites you, and I challenge you to get involved with the ministry of the Holy Spirit. He's an encourager, so you be an encourager. You might say, you know, I'm just not that outgoing. Hey, you don't have to be outgoing. I mean, how about a thumbs up? How about a smile? How about a hug? Don't have to say anything for those. Well, short phrases, you can handle that. Yeah, you're going to make it. I like you. Yeah, all kinds of things. You think, oh, what difference does that make? It makes a lot of difference. Yeah, you meet somebody, and sometimes you're just thinking, by the look on their face, I don't think they like me. Have y'all ever checked the looks on your faces? Yeah, practice it in the mirror, see? You're liable to get negative by looking at yourself. But smile. Smile at yourself and say, I'm going to put it on all day long because my smile is actually going to encourage others, make them feel just a little bit better, even if it's for a few seconds. Yeah. I even feel better when I smile at myself. I give myself a thumbs up when I look in the mirror.
There you go.
I just say, hi, handsome. Yeah. Me? Yeah, you. Well, thank you very much. So you want to participate, Holy Spirit? Encourage others. Build others up. Be concerned. Care for them. Offer help, hope, wise advice. And in all affection. Don't be so concerned about your affairs, the Bible says, but be what? Concerned about the affairs of others as well. I'm not talking about a gift of the Spirit. Encouragement isn't listed as a gift of the Spirit, but here's what it is. It's the work of the Holy Spirit, and He invites you to join Him in this mission. I'm just going to stare at you for a while. Yeah. And I see you all over there. You think you're kind of like over there where I don't see you? Yeah. I see you. Get it? Got it? Anybody? I could go back to the first one. How are we doing on time here? I got a new watch. It's one of those Apple watches. Third generation, I don't know how to use it, but I do have the time. Do y'all want to know the time? 11:37. Yep. Battery 56%, 24 messages, and email. All right there. You got it, you got it. Hey, there's another one. You got it. Can you give me some of what you got? That'd be a good one. Y'all, tell me, any others? Did y'all think of any other phrases?
Way to go.
Way to go.
Someone said this one time that I was just as happy as a pocket on a shirt.
There you go. Yeah, that made you feel good, didn't it? Yeah. You know, even if it's corny, it still makes you feel good. Yeah. Johnny?
Heidi in Oklahoma said by the Holy Spirit to me, she said, don't ever give up. Don't ever give up.
Yeah.
This was a few years ago.
Yeah. And you even took that probably as, you know what? I think this is a word from the Holy Spirit. It's not just her saying that. I'm hearing God. Yeah. Don't ever give up. Wasn't just Winston Churchill that said that. Never, never, never.